Mindset shift. Yeah. Sometimes you really just need to have a mindset shift. Like, seriously. I had a VIP day today virtually with Dr. Monica, and it was incredible. Incredible. Now, let me explain some of the reasons why I say it was incredible, because I have wanted to be an entrepreneur and self-employed since 2007. So in between that time, I have bought over 40 books. I've had over 30, I would say I've had over 30 coaches, bought programs, workshops, seminars, attended workshops, seminars, some virtual, some in person. And I'm probably underrating it. Now, I say all this to say was when I was going through the process of getting into self-employment or entrepreneurship, I've come to realize now, I'm not even going to say now, I'm going to say last year, I'm going to say 2016, it hit me, maybe even 2015, let me take that back. 2015, I realized that it's all about a mindset shift. I had to change my mindset on what I believed was possible. I've always been a positive type of person, and I've always done the type of work that I do. And I'm really, really good. I know I'm really, really good at listening to other people and hearing what they're not saying. So I can hear what people's passions are, what their interests are, and what they feel their purpose is, and what type of work would be best for them based off of what they say, right? Based off of their experiences and things like that. And when I mean experiences, I'm talking about their life's journey, like what they went through career-wise and things like that. And so I pride myself on being very good at that, and to bring that out of someone by asking thought-provoking questions. But like I said, I started this entrepreneurship journey back in 2007, and it was kind of like tinkering with it, right? Like tinkering with a little toy. That's pretty much how it was. And I would say that in the beginning, when I was tinkering around with it, I was fascinated by the idea, right? And I had a best friend back then that had worked remotely, and I didn't even know that was possible, right? And so I wasn't really intrigued by that. I was intrigued more so by how she created that opportunity for herself. And that's key. She created that opportunity for herself, meaning that working from home was not an option. Like, it never even came up. Nobody even thought about it with her company, with her the company she worked with. But she knew that she wanted to spend time with her daughter, and she knew that her daughter's passion and purpose in life was ballet. So she wanted to be able to take her daughter to recitals, auditions, enroll her into the best schools and things like that, right? So she needed that flexibility. So she just decided one day, you know what? My daughter's dreams is a priority. And so she brought the idea up to her her manager or her director or whoever it was, her boss, and they said okay. And I never heard of anything like that before. So I was fascinated by that. But then later on down the line, she realized that she has an entrepreneur spirit. And because of that, it was easy for her to go to her boss and ask about having that flexibility, you know. A person like myself would have never thought of that because I was brought up traditionally. You know what I mean? Like, you go to school, you get a job, you do whatever they tell you to do and work hard and be the best at what you do and retire, right? Not anything about rocking the boat or, you know, don't ask for too much, just do your job, right? So that's the concept that I grew up with. So she decided to start her own business with selling these, I think this was the first one, I'm not for sure, but she was selling some kits, DNA testing, and this is before all this new stuff all came out, but DNA testing, she started selling those. It clicked for her when she was purchasing them, I think for another company, and she realized, you know what, I can go to the manufacturing company, buy them in bulk and sell them, right? And get all the profits for myself, which I said she had the entrepreneur spirit and the mindset to even think in that manner. So she started doing that and was doing really well at that. And then it branched off into getting into marketing and social media and all of that, and started to get into that. And she went back to work, but she ended up going back to work for another company, but it was like she was a consultant because she made her own hours, she worked when she wanted to work and things like that. So, you know, that opened up my eyes to the possibility of this. And so it really, really intrigued me. And so another friend of mine in Philadelphia, best friend of mine, she was telling me about a coach, a life coach she was working with. And so she was telling me about her experience with a life coach. And I thought, wow, I never heard of that before. This is way back in 2007, remember? So this is fairly new. And so she told me so much about her experience and how it was so impactful in her life. And I could just hear the difference. And I was so fascinated by it. So a person like myself, I'm such a researcher, you know. I've been in college all my life. It feels that way, right? So I'm really big on researching and finding out more information and finding out more information. And I'm telling you this because it's a part of a good thing, and then it could be part of a bad thing. And I'll explain that later. So I looked into life coaching and I was fascinated by that as well. And I was like, I want a piece of that. I want to experience that. So I found Rhonda Britton. Now, Rhonda Britton has written several books, and she used to be on a television show way before reality shows. It was like probably the first reality show, and it was called, I can't remember the name of it right now, but it was basically a group of people living in a house trying to change their life. And Yana Van Zandt was actually one of the coaches on the, in the show. Man, I gotta look it up. I'm sure it's probably on YouTube, but I can't remember the name of it, but it was so impactful because you got to see how coaching works and the questions that they ask these people to help trigger them to change their life around, right? To move forward in their life and not be focused on the past. And that's what I liked about it so much compared to therapy or a counselor or something like that. Coaching focuses on where you are right now today and what your goals are, right? That's what you do. It's just moving forward. And so I really, really liked it. So I went online and looked up Rhonda Britton, and I found out that she had at the time, she had a book club for her book called Fearless Living. Well, this book club turned into a in-person workshop where you would go for like 2 days. There was a week workshop or seminar or whatever. So at the time, I was working with one employer and I was about to be laid off. I knew I was because I could tell by how things were transitioning at work. And I've been through a layoff before, so I can smell a layoff a mile away. So fortunate enough, I had a lot of money saved up. And so I just dove right in and said, I'm going to do this life coaching thing. I want to experience it. So I paid to do the one weekend event, and it was in New Jersey. It was closer to New York. It was North Jersey. And I went there, and it was so impactful. I met some wonderful people that I still keep in contact with today. And this was back in, when did I go? I think it might have been 2007, because it had to be around 2005, 6. Yeah, probably 2007, because it was before I started my job, and it was after I was laid off from the other job. So it was around that time. And I went to this event, and what I liked about it is that not only did you listen to certain aspects, it wasn't like all lecture. It was actually broken down into segments, to where whatever the topic may be, then after the break you would implement it, right? So and it was really stuff to make you think about, you know, where are you now? What are your goals? How are you going to get there? What you're going to do? Blah, 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 right? So it was really, really good. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it so much that I signed up for another one. I signed up for a 3-day one. I think the first one I went to might have been an all day. And then I signed up for a 3-day one and went back, did it again, enjoyed it. And it changed my life in the way of how I looked at towards reaching goals. I mean, I always was goal oriented, but it was more on the structured control type of side, like working with an employer, compared to being free and creative to do whatever you wanted to do, right? So I went back to work, returned back to work. Got laid off exactly when I thought I would. And I thought to myself, you know what? I really, really like this life coaching thing, but I don't want to be a life coach. Like, I was like, I want to be a career coach, because that's where my background is in. Like, I got a degree in human resources, and my jobs, the majority of my jobs have been in human resources and coaching. So, I mean, job coaching. Right. So I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do. So I signed up for I signed up for a career coaching institute and got my certification from there. And the thing about that is, at that time, I wasn't quite ready to like start my own business doing it. Right. It was more geared towards what is career coaching, how you would do it exactly, and helping you to understand that it's not mentorship, it's not consulting, it's not therapy, it's not a counselor. Just to understand what are the real fundamentals of coaching. And so it was very, very good. But what it did at the end of that, I think it was a 6-month program. And I think what I got from it the most was that, one, I wasn't ready to be an entrepreneur, because the part about selling to people or trying to convince people to buy your product or service or to market to people and all that, you have to remember, I am an employee, been an employee since 16. So that's all I know, right? So I wasn't quite ready to become an entrepreneur. But what I did find out through discovery and research is that there were employers that will hire you to be a career coach. So that's what I did. I looked for opportunities to be a career coach. And that's what I did. I ended up finding opportunity to work virtually from home, being a career coach, independent. And so I loved it. You know what I mean? I loved it. It gave me a little taste of freedom in such a way to where I was like, okay, this is it for me. This is what I want to do. Well, the thing about career coaching, when you do it for an employer, you're going to get paid by the hour. Or you're getting paid per project. I mean, well, mainly by the hour. And this company that I worked for in particular was an outplacement company. And what I mean by outplacement is the people that paid the company that I worked for was the employers that are doing a mass layoff. So say, for example, ABC company knows that in 30 days they're going to lay off 300 people in the company. Well, by law, you have to notify your employees 30 days ahead of time. And then as an add-in bonus, some companies will provide coaching to you to help you help place you in another, I'm not going to say place you, let me say that different, will help you through coaching to get another job with another company somewhere else. They will pay for the cost. And usually it might be 4 weeks or 6 weeks after you're laid off, okay? So the thing about that is not a lot of employers did it, okay? You had some that would, but it was a part of educating. It was a part of educating the employer to help them to realize, you know what, it looks good that, you know, it's bad enough you're laying somebody off, but it looks good that you are helping them find another job. You know what I mean? They'll like increase their chances of finding a job, because let's just face it, the way that you look for jobs and all of that has changed so much, and I'm not going to get into all of that. So I really didn't have that many clients that I was working with, and my caseload might have been about I started off with maybe about 7 people, and then finally they picked up because this company started to do some quite impressive things. And what I liked about this company, because it was fairly new and it was totally virtual, right? The whole entire company was virtual. And they were like on the cusp of things, right? Like it was just amazing. So not only did they work with employers that were doing mass layoffs, but they also branched into helping military members that were recently separated from the military to help them to transition into civilian world. Also, they worked with students that recently graduated and to help them to find work after getting their degree. They also worked with mortgage companies, people that homes were foreclosed on. And most of those people whose home was foreclosed on either lost their job and that's why their house got foreclosed on, or they're underemployed, meaning that they're not making enough money to keep the payments up on their home. So, that's what they did. And I was like, wow, who would have ever thought to work with those type of people? Like I was so used to just working with people that worked for a company, but I never thought of all those other entities where you could help people to better their careers. So that helped me to increase my caseload a little bit more, to about maybe 20. I'll push it and say 20. It probably wasn't that much. But the thing about it is, like I said, you got paid per hour. So if you did not work with anyone, you did not get paid. Okay. So if people did not end up on the call, if you weren't working on their resume, and or if you did not have a coaching session with them, or send an email to them, everything that you did, you got paid for. So if you sent emails, made phone calls, you got paid for everything. And the pay was good, very, very good. But the thing about it is you just had to be able to connect with that person to get paid for the time that you worked. You got paid for every minute that you did something. So that was the good thing. So it wasn't enough to make it like my full-time employment. So what I learned from that is that I met some people along the way, and there was some people in the company that had their own coaching business. So I was like, wow, okay. So I sat back and learned a lot from them. I hired some business coaches along the way to try to get my coaching business started, but it just wouldn't click for me. Now I say this because I want you to understand what I'm saying. I said it did not click for me. So all the coaches that I have hired in the past, books that I've read, courses that I've taken, they all have helped me to a certain point. But what did not work for me was I needed to make a mindset shift to go from employee to self-employed to being a CEO, right? You have to think of it in that manner. And I just could not wrap my brain around that. So for a long period of time, I was providing services to help people to find employment for free. I gave out so much information, help, tips, strategies, rewriting resume, all for free for probably about 3 years. 3 years. And at the time that I was doing it, I was just so happy that somebody was listening to my podcast. I was so happy that people were sending me emails asking me, hey, Jackie, I'm dealing with this. How do I handle this? I love Q&A. Like, that's my jish, right? I love that. And so it finally hit me. I would say, like, my last year working with one particular company, I'm not going to say, because I was actually working my side hustle at the same time as I was working there. Now, don't get me wrong. I wasn't using their equipment. I wasn't doing anything like that. But I used my clients there as guinea pigs. So, see what I'm saying? I wasn't hired to be a career coach. I was hired by this other company to give workshops. But I made the workshops my own. I knew what was needed. I tweaked it and created it and made it my own. And what that helped me do was realize that I enjoy one-on-one. I enjoy one-on-one coaching, but I love also group coaching, meaning in a workshop type setting, because I want you to implement what you learn. Like, that drives me. So I learned that. And so one day there was so many people that wanted to come to my workshop, and I got so much accolades from it to the point that it was a waiting list. They've never experienced a waiting list for workshops, but everybody wanted to go to mine. They heard so much about it. People were going back to work. And so it was a waiting list. And so some of my coworkers was like, what in the heck are you doing in those workshops? Because I got people that are sitting at my desk and working with me on something else, and they can't stop talking about you and how you were so impactful in their lives during the workshop. So a few of my coworkers would come and sit in the back of the room of my workshop and say, oh my goodness, I learned so much stuff that I didn't know. And you would think I would know because of the line of work that I'm in, but they didn't know some of the things that I knew. But the reason why they didn't is because I was really passionate about what I do. So, you know, most of the time when we work, we go to work and we come home and do whatever we do, watch TV, get on Facebook, whatever it may be. But I was different. I would come home and read about entrepreneurship, or read about job searching, or read about what recruiters are doing. I would constantly find out, like, what is going on. I stayed up on things because I wanted to know, and I wanted to share what was working for people. So one of my coworkers, Kathy, sat in one of my classes, and she said, Jackie, that you could write a book just strictly off of what your workshop was. And I was like, really? And I'm thinking, I'm not a writer at all. So I was like, that's just not going to happen. But she said to me, all you got to do is record your workshop. Record your workshop and then have that translated into, is it translated? Yeah. Have somebody transcript. That's what it is. Have somebody transcriptionist change, take your audio and make it into text. And then you could just do the editing and all that and tweak it. So I did that. Let me give you the year I did that. 2012. You hear what I'm saying? I did that back in 2012. I still don't have the book yet. It's 2017. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because it goes back to what I was saying earlier. It's not that I didn't have good coaches, mentors, teachers, none of that. It was because of me. My mindset wasn't ready. I couldn't wrap my brain around becoming a becoming self-employed or becoming a CEO of my own company or becoming an entrepreneur. I just did not have that mindset. So when you don't have that mindset, it makes you stuck and don't move forward. So this is ending up longer than what I expected. I'm going on 30 minutes. I try not to go over 15 minutes. So to speed it up a little bit, today I had a VIP day with Dr. Monica. And I tell you, man, it was so impactful. Like, I knew it was going to be great anyway. I really, really knew it was going to be great because she is phenomenal. Like, she knows her stuff, like, very, very well. Her story is so inspirational. And you have to definitely look her up. I probably will have a link, if I remember, a link to one of her YouTube videos so you can hear about her story and her entrepreneurship journey. And what I learned from her is that I really need to do a mindset shift and then to be totally focused, not to be distracted because of technology, emails, texts, regular old phone calls, social media. Those all are distractions. And I used to be a real focused person, and I was more focused when we didn't have all this stuff. And I realized that I'm not as focused anymore. I'm very easily distracted, and I'm distracted. I say I have the shiny object syndrome, meaning that as soon as I read another article or hear a new book, then I'm shifting to something else. Oh, I need to implement this. Oh, I got to do this. I need to do this instead. So I'm doing all this shoulda, coulda, woulda, and ain't doing nothing because I'm stuck, right? Just information overload. And so what I learned in those 5 hours with work, there's so much I learned with her during those 5 hours. But I tell you this, these 5 hours I spent with her was all of the coaching and training I have had since 2007, all wrapped up into 5 hours. It was so condensed and it was so strategic. She taught me to make the difference or to understand if the work that you're doing, is it helping you get to your goal? If it's not, you don't need to be doing it. She also taught me that it's best to have a schedule. How long is it going to take you to implement this and get it done and be done with it and move on? So that was very, very important to me. And also she suggested to me that I should keep track of how I do my work, because some of my work that is repetitious, I could always delegate that to someone else. I can get a virtual assistant that can do some other things for me that I could focus on strictly working with my clients. And that was just so impactful, because in my mind, I'm thinking, I can't pay somebody. That's a lot of money, but it's not anymore. It's not. And I'm so glad I got that information. Also, she taught me about systems. How there are systems and tools in place that I can use that can make my services and products be done more in a strategic way, to where I don't constantly have to, you know, I got to create a contract. Now I got to create this, and then I got to create this document, and oh, let me hurry up and get this ebook or get this training. It's such a way to do it so systematically to where the next time I'm talking to a client, I could just do a click of a button and it's sent to them. You know what I mean? It's just amazing. And I'm so, so excited, and I'm so thankful for the session that I had today. That I don't know if I told her. I did tell her that how much she has change my whole mindset of business and being and thinking of myself as a CEO. But and I thanked her for all, I mean, I told her all the tips and strategies that she shared with me. Was like, wow, I was blown away. And even though I have a positive attitude and I believe I could do anything that I put my mind to, but the problem with me was that I just had so much information and there were so many things that I wanted to do that I was focused on all the tedious work or all the busy work and not the work that's going to actually generate income. So I tell you, I'm blown away how much information I got in just 5 hours. And just 5 hours. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, just imagine if I was to have this, if I were to have Dr. Monica as a coach on the regular. Oh my goodness. And that is a goal of mine. That is a goal of mine. I did not share this with her, but that is a goal of mine. She's going to be my coach forever. As long as I'm in business and as long as she's alive and I'm alive, she's going to be my coach, because I can't imagine how much I learned in just 5 hours compared to her being my coach on the regular. So that's an ultimate goal. It's going to be pricey, but hey, she is so worth it. You understand me? She is so well worth it. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited about the future and looking at it. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you all too as well is when you decide to embark on any kind of journey, I don't care if it's a job, if it's to hire someone as a career coach or hire someone as a business coach or a book coach or a writing coach, I don't care. But what I want you to do is only work with someone that has gone through your journey or is where you would like to be. Because another thing that I've gotten from Dr. Monica is that I can tell you how to do something, but it has to be tailored towards what your interest is. And also it has to be tailored towards what avenue works best for you. You know what I mean? Like, I love audio books. I love podcasting. I love talking to people. So my best way to communicate with people is through speaking, right? But that may not be for you. You might love to write. And so your avenue or your best asset, I guess, for communication might be a blog or writing articles or something like that. You get what I'm saying? But I'm not going to get into that because future audio blogs down the line, I'll get more into it. But I just want you to know that the next time that you hire any kind of coach, that coach should not be telling you to do it exactly how they did, because that does not work. You're not them. You get what I'm saying? Like, so say that Oprah was your, you know, you want to have your own television show and Oprah is your coach. Oprah can't tell you how she did everything. I mean, she can tell you, but it's not going to be for you because that's not your story. That's not your journey. Your journey is your own. She can give you an outline and give you tools and strategies, but you have to tweak it all to work for you. And so that's all that I wanted to share. I'm just going on and on, but it was such a wonderful, incredible experience. And I'm so thankful that everything worked out the way that it did. And I believe all things happen for a reason. And it was meant for me to have this one-on-one VIP day with Dr. Monica. And I tell you, I'm going to share with you all my progression along the way. I have a huge goal. She made me a huge goal for July, the end of July. I'm excited about it. And I'm going to keep you guys posted.